It's estimated that there will be nearly 30,000 new cancer cases in Arizona this year. The Arizona Cancer Center at UMC North treats about 70 cancer patients a day with intravenous chemotherapy. In this story, produced by Martine Rubio and Tom Klesby, we're going to spend the day with one of those patients.
It's Pat Murciowski, and I have stage 3 breast cancer.
Morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing just fine. I was diagnosed January 7th.
I'm going to have you get a port draw, see Dr. Downey, and then go upstairs for treatment. Okay.
The clinic on North Campbell Avenue is a 2-hour drive from their home in Scottsdale for Pat and her husband, Andy. During this visit, she will have lab work done, meet with her doctor, and receive chemotherapy. A round pager resembling a thick coaster is assigned at check-in and will direct them throughout their stay. The first stop is the lab.
Any side effects from your treatment?
Seriously?
Yes, seriously.
What not? You know, you hear the initial diagnosis and it's scary, and you immediately go to the internet and you look at numbers, and that doesn't help.
While her chemotherapy treatment is mixed and measured in the pharmacy, the Murciowskis meet with Dr. Leona Downey.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
You guys saw your MRI report?
I read it, and I loved your descriptive words.
I think we just had another jump down in the size of everything since last time. I remember last time, there was some improvement, but kind of stable, so I was really pleased with it.
He was crying.
he started crying.
I mean, it was great.
Next, it's upstairs to a room with 4 specialized chairs, occupied by fellow cancer patients. All of the infusion pods are illuminated by daylight from large exterior windows. Specialized oncology nurses will intravenously infuse Pat's bright red medicine. Dr. Meg Miller is the director of infusion therapy services.
Most patients are afraid when they come in for chemotherapy. Not only is the disease scary, but the treatment and the side effects that patients know that they can get, it's frightening.
Okay, I'm just going to check for a blood return. Remember the very first time I sat here, I was eating gummy bears and just scared to death, not knowing, was I going to be, how I was going to be feeling.
No, I was just going to go through some of the side effects that I've had recently
See. Having a nurse that they know is experienced, knows what they're doing, that can talk to them about the treatment and the side effects is important. And also, just to have someone that's a little nurturing.
Do you typically use Ativan or lorazepam? Do you have problems with nausea?
No.
I didn't think so. Okay.
The medicine is delivered through a port that is surgically implanted in her chest specifically for this purpose. While some chemotherapy is dripped in over hours, Pat's is pushed in over a period of 10 minutes. After first being diagnosed, and with the cancer palpably growing inside her, Pat and Andy researched possible regimens for nearly a month before selecting and starting treatment.
And we got some great advice from the person here at the Cancer Center who said that days don't really matter, but weeks will matter. And make sure you're comfortable with the way you're going to proceed.
Traditionally, she would have a mastectomy before her chemotherapy, and this is the roles reversed.
I was in the beginning just scared to think about half a year of drugs being put in my system, not knowing, am I going to be so tired that I can't get up in the morning? Am I going to be able to handle 4 kids?
Are the kids in school yet?
Kids started school yesterday.
Oh, so. Excellent.
Yep. Them having seen me go through this has been tremendous, because I've always been about them. We've both always been about the kids. Everything's been about the kids. And this, since January, it's been about Mom. And they've had to put Mom first for a lot of things. And I think it's going to make them all better people because of it.
We've had some great help. You know, we've learned it's okay to accept help. We're going to deal with this, and, our faith has been a tremendous asset to us, but we couldn't be where we are, have the confidence we have, if it wasn't for the doctors and the science and the medical community to allow us to be here.
The entire Arizona Cancer Center community is under the direction of Dr. David Alberts.
The good experience comes with expertise in every area of oncology. One of the mistakes that I think anyone in this field would make is not understanding the team approach that's required. And we feel like patients from day one are survivors, and they need a plan. They need to know what they're going to be doing a year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now, how to stay healthy.
With just two more chemo treatments left, followed by weeks of radiation therapy and surgery, the Murciowskis' plan for their future does not involve cancer.
You have to feel like something good is coming from this. If all it is you have a disease and you're trying to kill it, then I think you get beat down after a while because there's no guarantees. But if you're looking to take something positive away from it, then I think it helps a tremendous amount.
I'm living with cancer. It's not taking over our life. It hasn't taken over our life for the last 6 months, and it's not going to. And so we've just kind of had to choose how we're going to be, and we've just chose to be cheerful about it. I know I'm going to beat this.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
Yes. Thank you.
Absolutely. You look great.
Thanks.
It's been a joy.
So good.
All right. I'll see you in a minute.